Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 4 of your one and only Isaiah Isom. Man, how y'all doing today? Today is Friday, May 22nd, 2020. Man, do I got a show for y'all today. Man, let's talk. We got to get in. We're going to talk about Joe Rogan, Zack Snyder, Warner Brothers, and just some personal. So lately, unfortunately, I've been busy lately. I've been doing some Postmates, and honestly, man, I reached goal. I got $550, man. It was pretty cool. I gotta say, it was pretty damn cool to get that extra $550, you know, in my little piggy banks, because, you know, this whole coronavirus and thing, you know, right now, money is just very tight, you know, with everything, because, you know, everything's closed, you know, people are getting laid off and stuff. So, man, you know, if you got some extra money, I advise you to, man, keep that very, very tight close. I mean, honestly, I know y'all just got your stimulus checks and stuff, but, you know, y'all gonna have to still have to wait for your second one, because they set the passing and stuff like that. So just gotta be very frugal with your money and stuff, because that's, it's hard for me, because sometimes I want that, but then again, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't really need that. Hold on. Just drinking my coffee I got from Starbucks, man. It's really good. And this is not sponsored by Starbucks. I was wanting to drink some and get my blood flowing and stuff, man. So let's go on to other news. That's how I'm really feeling about the whole Postmates. I kind of like it. If y'all haven't done it, try it out. Again, this is not being I'm not being sponsored or promoted by Postmates. I'm just giving my honest opinion. Try it. Make some extra money. I mean, you ain't got nothing to do. You in your house all day long chilling. You might as well just get in your car and make some money. Anyways, let's talk about Joe Rogan. If you haven't heard, Joe Rogan signed a $100 million deal to go to Spotify. So that means at the end of this year, Joe Rogan will no longer be on YouTube, podcasts, or any other platforms that he's used, that he promotes his podcast. He will be going to Spotify. And man, this is a win-win for everybody. I mean, if y'all are a content creator, you should be happy and jumping up and down. Yes, you're not. Unfortunately, we're not the ones making that $100 million. But look, it really shows that content creators are worth money. If you really look, I mean, man, this is great. You know, who knows? I mean, in the future, who knows? You're going to see seeing more people being signed to other platforms for large amounts of money. And this is a good move for Spotify too, because this is an opportunity for them to get more subscribers now. Now you have the number one guy on podcasts on Spotify, because Spotify does podcasts, but most of the time you just upload them to Spotify. So they're trying to, build up their podcasting network and stuff like that. And that was really good to get the number one guy who is dominating YouTube and other platforms. I mean, man, honestly, if I'm Google right now, I'll be kicking myself in the ass, because that was, I mean, they should have just came up and said, hey, we'll make you $200 million. I mean, you're already worth trillions of dollars. You might, I mean, giving this guy another $100 million ain't nothing off the money you making every single damn year. But that's my honest opinion. This is a win-win for everybody. I mean, I'm happy for Joe Rogan. And honestly, he's going to just gain more subscribers. And this is going to, Spotify did a great job doing it. Spotify was smart about this. I mean, if you look, the day they did it, their stock was at 16 something, but it grew today. Now it grew, it doubled that because of that. But yeah, they made a lot of money, which is really good, for Spotify and, for content creators all alike, man. This is a win-win. I'm happy. Another thing I want to talk about, man, Warner Brothers for years have been pissing us off. You know, we've been fighting for the Snyder Cut, Zack Snyder's version of the Justice League. You know, unfortunately, back in 2017, when he was directing the movie, he had to leave because of a family emergency. Honestly, he gets my total respect, because, you know, family comes first more than anything, more than money, more than fame. You know, I still think that Warner Brothers, you know, did him dirty and stuff, but, you know, that's either there or there. He seemed like he's cool with it and stuff like that. So, but recently, Warner Brothers has gave Zack Snyder $30 million to make and finish his envision of the Justice League. I am extremely happy for all y'all saying that, oh, the Snyder Cut doesn't exist. Well, y'all wrong, because it did. And man, I can't wait. And they did a great job going to put it on HBO Max when it launches. That's a great idea. I mean, man, Man, this is really great. I mean, Netflix, Disney Plus is probably shitting in their pants because, like, damn, you about to release Justice League, the Snyder Cut? I mean, you just got finished with The Mandalorian. Now y'all still filming The Mandalorian Season 2. Like, oof, man, it's going to be some competition, man. And also, the trailer for Tenet was released. Man, I'm excited. Christopher Nolan, Warner Bros. Is still keeping their July release date. We'll see how it goes, because honestly, I mean, as I don't know if you're listening or not, most of the world is still in lockdown, but hopefully by, you know, when July hits, you know, everyone's, you know, things are back to normal, sort of, because honestly, I don't think things are going to go back to normal after this. I think people are going to be a little bit more cautious, you know, with people and stuff, but anyways, you know, they're keeping their July release date. I saw the trailer. It looks crazy. It's going to be those movies. You know, Christopher Nolan is doing what he does best, confusing people. And, you know, and this is the type of movie where you're really going to have to sit down and pay attention and, you know, listen to what's going on. And other news, too, 13 Reasons Why, the final season trailer dropped, too. And, man, I'm just thinking to myself, why in the hell are they still making this stuff? Honestly, in my honest opinion, they should have stopped that season 2. Because, honestly, this did not need to make no... Because season 3 was terrible. I'm a little worried about season 4. Because I don't know where they're taking this. You know, hopefully, it could, you know, give us what we want. Maybe, you know, give us a little sorry for last season. But who knows? I mean, it comes out next month, so... You know, once it releases, I'll give my personal review. Well, you know, that is all I have today for y'all today. You know, it was nice speaking to y'all, your lovely faces again. This is ending this podcast. This is the one and only Isaiah Isom. Until then, take care, be safe, stay 6 feet away, wash your hands, wash your butt, and bye-bye.